can't just go too quickly, and we have to really discuss them because they're really no gei elagabe kama v'kama halachos that are relevant, that are offshoots of yeshan l'merkeshan l'soros. Last year we discussed the issue of Tumas Dam, Tumas Kehanim. We had a kasha from the Ran Shita on the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. We spoke about the Machlokes Minchas Chinuch and the Shagas Aryeh. From our Gemara, the Ran is a Pella, how it works with our Sefer Torah. Now the Gemara challenges the whole concept that there's a debate between Yeshan and Lamik Yeshan Lasuris. How could that be? Frek the Gemara, Kasha Maskefler of Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Frek the Kasha. Miika Delesla Yeshan Lamikra. Who in their right mind could ever say Yesh Eim Lamikra? Vatanya. What the Braisa says is there's a famous din. Nogei to all your kitchens. This is where it comes from. This is the pasuk for milchiks and fleishiks. Basar v'chala v'atanya b'chalev imo yochol b'chalev. I would have thought that you read it that you say that what the Torah is referring to is chalev. Chalev is not milk, but chalev is rather what?
Fat.
Fat that is what? Usser to eat, from which a chay or behema. Sunday shir, both sides. Shorabar. So things go opposite of your gut.
I know, but it's a behema.
It's a clown it's life.
Like
behema. So, and for the Gemara, no. It's not talking about chalev, fats, but rather the Gemara answers, Amrit Yeshem Lamikra. Straight up, bottom raya, anyone who keeps a kosher kitchen has to be holding like what? If you keep a kosher kitchen, Laman, then you hold by definition Yeshem Lamikra. So the Gemara says, anyone who keeps kosher. This is ABCs of kashrus. This is the hakdama to kashrus. They have to hold Yeshem Lamikra. Because otherwise you would hold what? A person says, come over, eat over my house, but I pasca and yeshem l'masayra, so therefore I'm allowed to kilk, milk and meat together. So therefore says the Gemara, that tells me if I hold that it's also to kilk, milk and meat together, so then obviously you hold yeshem l'mikra. El d'chuli alma yeshem l'mikra. So now the Gemara backtracks for quite a while, for about 27 lines. And the Gemara says, anyone going to check me up on that? The Gemara says, Yeshem Lamikra, you have to hold the Yeshem Lamikra. Because otherwise, if you don't hold the Yeshem Lamikra, guess what? You don't need two sinks. You don't need two sets of kalim. You don't need two sets of forks and spoons. It's a Beferish Pasuk that the only way we know that the Isser in Parshas Mishpatim, that you can't cook milk and meat together, is based on the way we read the Pasuk, that it doesn't say Chalev, but rather it says Cholov. And that's the Gemara's conclusion. And therefore, the Gemara goes on to reorganize and re-represent all the machloikis tanoim that we had on Amud Aleph that we thought was actually a machloikis between Yeshan and Migration Lutzuris. Says the Gemara, can't be! You can't have tanoim that disagree with kashrus! So therefore, the Gemara has to present different ideas of what? Of where do you get all these machloikisim? About the dam, about how many dayanim you need, 3 or 5, about how many times do I have to put the nesinas adam in the mizbeach. It's not about Yeshem Lamikra, it's not about Yeshem Lusaris, because everyone collectively has to hold of what?
Yeshem Lamikra.
Azoy Zok to Gemara, yes, Tom.
How could you can't say that Yeshem Lusar would be reading this as a fellow? It was called the same way. Why is Mesar automatically failing?
We'll get to there. The kriya is the way we read it happens to be chala, but the mesora, your question is valid. L'chora could have been either one because it's all ches lamed beis.
Yeah.
So Steimer, you'll see that you were mechavin to one of the Maram Kumis today that we are on the Maram Kumis. So the Gemara says. So Rashi learns. Rashi's a little susim, but the Ran clarifies a little bit. Rashi says. Bachalev imo, yochol bachalev imo, aval bacholov mutilavasha. Yachol means, whenever it says Yachol, that means Hav Amino. I would have thought. Right? Yachol Mirosh Chodesh Talmud Loimar. Anyone ever hear Ben Yotze, the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzchus Mitzrayim, ever in their life? Yachol Mibod Yom Talmud Loimar Bayomahu. Yachol, that's pshat in the Haggadah. Yachol, I would have thought from Rosh Chodesh. Yachol, maybe guys, maybe get the English version next time. Yachol, maybe I would have thought from Mibod Yom, from earlier that day, Tama Loimer by Yoimahu. Yachol is always a Havamira. So Rashi is saying, Yachol Bachalevimo. How do you like that? Ozvahadar puts in the Kudus for you over here. Yachol Bachalevimo. I would have thought that the Pasuk is talking about with the fats of its mother that I can't what? Cook basar with fats. Aval bacholov mutter levashel. But Zokt Rashi, oh, it's Mefirish and Rashi. Aval bacholov, but with milk, what would you have been your conclusion, Iram? It's mutter to have what? To have the apartments that no one keeps, everyone's treif, and no one keeps milking. By the way, you guys, you should know, the best shilas are always from the single guy's apartments. Because you don't have two sets of anything. And you're using your iron to, like, you'd be a sandwich maker for your grilled cheese and for grilling the steaks. And, like, you mom, like, whenever you want to, like, really learn basar b'cholov, like, so, like, in, like, the families, it's like, okay, I dropped a spoon in here, this and that, and the sink, and this and that. Okay, so those are, like, the basic child. With yeshiva guys, it's like awesome. Like, oh, the radiator, was it used in 24 hours to heat up, you know, and then I dropped a puff up of cheese and this guy cooked on that. It's good for schmack. I used my stir glasses. Is it fleshik or milchik? I need two sets of glasses. Very good schmack. So, if you don't like, if you never had like a Hamish apartment, like you can't really learn Batsu V'Cholov. Because the real Shilas D'Oraisa are really with like the Hamish Shilas. But the reason why this is relevant, Rabosa, is because bottom line, Minat Torah, you're never going to have an Isser Bishul, you're never going to have an Isser Chila, you're never going to have an Isser Hana on a level of D'Oraisa, D'Rabbanan, you will. So it's not relevant to be Mutter. Mi D'Oraisa, those Isurim are only relevant when you're actually mavashel the two together. What is considered mavashel? What's not considered mavashel? Stay tuned to the bottom Dalitim and Beis. We're going to get to that, the major, major, major sugya at the bottom of Dalitim and Beis that defines what the issue of bishel is la'alacha. But if you don't have bishel in the first place, this might sound shocking to some of you, but if you eat a hamburger, and then a second later, want to down a slice of cheese or have a cup of milk right after, you did not violate anything in the Torah. There was nothing prohibited midoraisa about doing that. It's only when you're mavashel the two together and you put the two together that you violate an isidoraisa. So basar v'cholov d'oraisa is not so common. Midrabanan, it is very common, and you got to know the dinim. And hopefully we'll have a vote after we do Yichud, what we're going to do next semester. I've heard different ideas from different people, but I want to open up to the Chevra. So Lamaisa, so the Gemara says that bottom line, Yeshim Lamikra, so you got to, in order to get to first base with the kashas in the kitchen, you have to know Yeshim Lamikra. But I don't understand. Steinberg, you're right. Rashi is Lechura Pella. What all the Torah says, Torah's not got no nukrus. If Torah would have nukudos, I wouldn't have problems finding Baal Kore for my shul every week. You know, the problem is the Torah only said Ches Lamed Beis. It says Ches Lamed Beis. So why is Rashi saying Cholov over Chalev? Maybe Taka the Isser is, and the Isser is Chalev, and we should, and even in the Havam, in the Yachol, should be Chalev. So if you open up a Chiddush Arayah, give me two seconds. So you open up a Chiddush Arayah, the Chiddush Arayah says, Rashi's wrong. Says the Chiddush Arayah, Adaf Dalet and Aleph.
Arayah?
Chiddush Arayah. Yochel b'chalav imo, yochel b'chalav imo, Peirush Rashi, yochel b'chalav imo, ye'osar aval b'chalav yehe mutter levashel, amart yeshen lemikor v'lekaman de polig alei, di polig min olei de basar b'chalav osar, v'hikshu olav, And Steinberg frecked on him. Shari af lefi amaseris efshar lichros kimo chelev. V'lama ekra cholov chelev v'lo cholov. Frecked Steinberg. Why, if all the Torah says is ches lamed beis, who says that it means chelev over cholov? Elamai, so what does the Ran want the Gemara to mean? What's the Havamina? The Havamina is what? Lefichach pirshu, yochol bechelev imo lerabos aser af limevashel becholov. Bechelev. Below lahotzi aser mimevashel becholov. Elisha yavo shnehem. The Havamina of the Gemara, the Yochol, is what? Not like Rashi learns one over the other, but rather that what, Abitan, says the Ran? The Havamina of the Gemara, that what? You have a pasuk that says Ches Lamed Beis, and therefore you should learn that what's Aser in the Torah and the Havamina? Both. Shneim. It's also to cook fat with meat, and it's also to cook what with meat? Milk with me. We never had a Havamina in the Gemara to say that Yeshem Lemesiris, that what? That you would have had a kosher kitchen with cooking milk and meat. I thought the milk and meat was always on the books to be usher, whether or not you learned Yeshem Lemesiris, Yeshem Lemikra. On that, the Gemara has the maskana, no, but we know La Halacha, to cook fats with meat, is not Nisidur Raisa. So how do you know that? On that, the Gemara answers because of Yeshlem and Mikra. So we only learn Bacholov and not Bachelev. But in the Havamina, says the Ran, Steinberg's 100% right. Why would you ever say one over the other? Where in the world did Rashi get this from? Rashi held that there was a world, and there was a Tana, and there was a Deya in the Gemara that thought for a second that if you read the pasuk in a certain way, Milchik's inflation is mutter. Frech the Ran, why? What in the word Ches Lamed Beis tells you one direction over the other? So therefore the Ran can't learn the Gemara like Rashi, and the Ran has to be forced to say that the Gemara always thought that both were on the books, and both were going to become us. Rabbi Yisai, I want to try to understand Rashi a little bit, and the Ran a little bit, to give a little, shed a little light over here. I have two questions, and I think I have Iram's question. You'll tell me if I'm right. And if I'm wrong, maybe tell me I'm right anyways. The Torah tells us this Isser, Lo Sevashel Di Bachol of Imo, how many times in the Torah?
Three
times. The Gemara in Chulin, Rashi Ala Torah, tells us that there's a reason why it says it three times, Laman, in the Torah. You know why? Why, Mickey? Thank you. Echad iser achila, echad iser bishul, the echad iser hana. A tri-dimensional iser when it comes to basar v'cholov. You cook basar v'cholov together, you cook milk and meat together, guess what? You not only have an iser to eat that, you have an iser to cook that, even if you don't plan on eating it, and you have an iser to what? Benefit from it. You cannot give it to your housekeeper, to Marcia. You cannot give it to, I told Marcia, she's famous. You cannot give it to, no, because it's not only here, in the shul also, she helps with Kalim that we can't be table, so she becomes a shutafin. But she, you can't give it and you can't sell it to anyone.
Can you own a McDonald's?
So, what?
Can you own a McDonald's or is it like Tashrasi?
Can you order McDonald's?
Oh, no.
Can you own McDonald's?
Yeah.
Emir Tzashem, we will answer that question at the end of the week. The sugi at the bottom of the daf. We'll get to there. We'll get to there, Rabosai. So I have a kasha, Yoram. My kasha is as follows. One of these surim for Lo Sevashel Di Bachol of Imo, although it literally means don't cook it together, cooking just means that in order for the surim to take effect, it has to be that this concoction is cooked together, but only one of these surim is bishul. There's also what? An iser achila, right? Kasha. If the Gemara thought that it's chelev, right?
Gemara thought that it's chalev. Isn't that already aser b'achila? What do I need a pasuk for that?
This is tzavasha.
Yeah, because the iser is needed for...
Yeah, but it's said three times. It's eser echad iser achila, echad iser ana, echad iser...
This one's
see, even the mava... Even, no, but there's three of them. But you still have to frame for all three psukim.
There's a difference between eating it by itself and eating it with milk.
But this iser is already also because you're eating chilev.
We get two isers.
Oh. So Morris wants to say the Pasha Teretz is that the reason is because now I only get one set of Malkus. Now the Torah is going to tell me that I got a separate set of Malkus. Instead of getting 39 lashes, I'll get another set. We'll call that 80 lashes, but it's really not 80 lashes. I in the shear by the neshama. Why it's not 40 and 80. Exactly, Maharal. L. Raboisai, but I'd like to suggest another answer. And with this answer, this is my question. The Margolius Hayam, the truth is Margolius Hayam, asked this question on our daf, and he gives his first answer as Morris's answer. Margolius Hayam is one of the Reuven Margolius, we quoted him last week. He has a Peirush on Masech Sanhedrin.
Hayam. Margolius Hayam.
The pearls of the sea.
That's awesome.
So what I want to ask is that, according to the Ran, is there any other reason, other than for the fact that it would get a separate set of Malkus, but fundamentally, is there any other way to explain why the Torah would have to go out of its way to tell me that this is an Isser Achila, shelo mitam chelev, but mitam what? This new Isser, whatever it's called.
Independent.
Rabosai, again, I want everyone to talk. Rabosai, why would the Torah, if something is usher anyways, why would the Torah have to go out of its way, according to the Ran's chat, to tell me that it's usher? Right? And this question is not only on the Ran Rabosai, but it's on Rashi as well, because Rashi held it's another reason why I would say that I should more learn like the Ran, because to teach me Bachelev, I already know the Yisra Achila Bachelev. And that would be a rationale for me to say more like Shitas Haran. Right? I'm sorry, if I care. More like Rashi. No. The question's more on Rashi. This would be more of a reason to say like the Ran, like I was saying before. Right.
You're saying because of the
Right. The Havamina Sagamara is that, again, let's say it. The Havamina Sagamara is that I would have thought, according to Rashi, that Basar Bechelev is Aser, Basar Bechalov is Mutter, Kamash Malon, that only Basar Bechalov is Mutter. The Ran learns that no, that really in the Havamina it was Basar Bechelev and Basar Bechalov, Kamash Malon, it's only Basar Bechalov. My Kasha is, why should a person ever need a pasuk to tell me that one of the three psukim, which is the Isser Achila of Basar v'Chelev, hello, you already know that chalev alone is aser, so why would I need an additional drasha for that? So it's more of a kasha on Rashi, and it's also a kasha on the Ran, because the Ran had that. What?
It's both of them. The same amount, no? They both say that chalev is
an iser. Right, so
Rashi's just saying Rashi's,
it's more stressed, stress, right, exactly, right. So according to the Ran, I could have said, you're right, I didn't need it for that, but I wanted it for the basar v'chalev part. So I'm saying, according to Rashi, it's more of a question.
But how do you...
Yeah.
Since when do we learn two things out from one word of a puzzle? How do you learn chalev and chalev? Don't we always say that you can only learn one thing out of a puzzle?
Oh. So, what Avi's pointing out is an excellent ha'ara, which I think really points something very fundamental out about the nature of our sugya of Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemesoris, which one could really suggest might be the machlokas between Rashi and the Ran over here. If you're learning Pshuto Shel Mikra, like what you're assuming right now in your question, then you're 100% right. A pasuk's got to mean one thing. And the translation and art scroll's got to get themselves right. And if art scroll's not sure, and they're going to write maybe this, maybe that, so one of them is wrong, because there's a Pshuto Shel Mikra that has a pshat. And maybe that's what forced Rashi to say one or the other. Maybe Spitz just hit it on the nail. That Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesoris, when I'm darshaning in this Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, this is not just a way to go. This is Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesoris, the way you read it or the way the Mesora passed down to you, the way it looks, is telling me Pshuto Shel Mikra. This is what the Pasuk means. And therefore, Rashi was backed up into a wall, and Rashi says, like Spitz asked, there's got to be one shot in Pshuto Shel Mikra. Artsro's got to make a decision over here. How are you teaching the Pasuk? Tzvi Hirsch just made a siyum on Maseches Megillah Mishnayos for his grandfather's Yartzai yesterday. He had donuts in Yeshiva Ketana, and he spoke about the last mission of Maseches Megillah. They used to have a teicher, a person who teiched every Pasuk. Imagine how long Kriyas HaTorah was back in the day. They have a translator every place. Do you think davening's long now? Probably would have gotten out 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day, every Shabbos. They didn't always finish all of the Torah in one year. They would do it for 3 years, so it would be shorter parshias. But trust me, you guys would be kvetching. What is the taich? So says Rashi, there's only one pshat and pshut shemikra. So how does the Ran? How does the Ran say with a straight face, no, I would have thought both? Maybe the Ran has a different shot. You stop, Ezra.
5 seconds.
Seriously, just go to Israel now.
Come on.
Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesoris, Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesoris is not a translation in the Pasuk, but rather Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesoris is a drusha. Is Torah Shebaal Peh, is an offshoot of, this is what the Pasuk says, art scroll could translate like this, come along Chazal and have a different drasha by the fact that it was written in a vague way. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. Just like I can have psukim, and I can have the actual scripture and the words in the Pasuk say such and such, but I'll learn Torah Shebaal Peh, a gzeira shoveh, a hekish, a binyanav, from the fact that it's set up in a certain way, it's linked in psukim, smuchim, the way they're situated, that will tell me added dinim above and beyond the physical pasuk. Rabbi said it's very important. So too, it could be the Ran was saying, you're right. Rashi, I agree with you. There's a pashup shot in the mikra. There's one translation to the pasuk. But comes along the sugi in Sanhedrin and Avdal and Aleph that Chazal learned that there's a new added dimension to the Torah, and the Torah blossoms. And how is that? Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesoira. There's a way, the fact that it was given over, there's a way it's read, and that's more similar to Torah Shebaal Peh, to the Hekesh, the Gzeira Shavah, the Smuchim, the setup of the Pshuto Shemikra in certain ways, that'll tell you additional dinim from the Pshuto Shemikra. So number one, Rabbi Isai, it could be Rashi and the Ran over here in Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesoris are arguing something fundamental in the setup and the understanding of what the debate and what the concept
of how to read and how to approach psukim over here really represents? Is it that this now becomes the pashut pshat in the pasuk, that when I'm sitting there and I'm reading the Torah, this is what it should mean? Or no? It's like all the dinim of Torah Shebaal Peh, of the Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, that we say every morning, that now there's a pashut pshat. But I'm not talking about the pashut pshat. So it could be the Ran and Rashi were fundamentally arguing about the nature of the yisod of the sugya of Yeshem Lemekar, Yeshem Lesiris, Avi, excellent Torah. But I want to go back to my original question. Why is it... Yes, Tanya.
But why would the pashut pshat of Rashi be Chela versus Chola?
Why
would you say that's the basic pshat? I get that he said you have to pick one.
And a chlamet. That's the Ran's kasha. Meaning I'm just answering why you would say one and not two. But I'm not giving an answer to which one.
Oh, okay.
Right. No. I think you're right. Correct. I'm agreeing, yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm just giving a little pshat in what their fundamental machlokas is, but I did not resolve why Rashi chose Chalev over Chalev.
But even according to the Ran, within like his maskana, let's say, right, so still, why is this a proof for Yeshin and Mikra? Meaning, it could have been written as Chalav at the in his maskana, it could have written.
The Gemara says that the Gemara's answer is we know that Basar v'Chalav is Asr, so therefore, if we know that Basar v'Chalav is Asr and we know that cooking Chalav with Chalav is Mutter, so it must mean Yeshin and Mikra.
Yeah, but. Again, like Yeshem Lemikra means like there's a discrepancy between like the way it's read and the way it's written. But if it's written the same way as it's read,
again, the Gemara didn't come out. The Gemara is going to make that chiluk at the bottom of Sanhedrin Dalet Amud Beis. Right now, the Gemara is saying even when there's no discrepancy, we still have differences between the Yeshem Lemikra and Yeshem Lemisuris. The Gemara is going to present that suggestion at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. But right now, the Gemara that when it's written the same way as it's read, so then there's no machlokas. But right now, the Gemara assumes that the machlokas is overarching, even in such a case. But you'll see when at the end of Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to suggest that. But then the Gemara is going to reject all of it. We have to get there further than the Gemara. But number one, we didn't answer Steinberg's question. But I'd like to answer as follows. Maybe Rashi says that Yeshem LeMikra, which is telling us the Pashut Pshat in a Pasuk. The Pashut Pshat in the Pasuk is Chalev. Why? Why choose Chalev over Chalev? Maybe Rashi says that because I don't want to Aser things that I don't need to Aser. And if something's already Aser, and if I know something's already prohibited, so let's limit the amount of Isurim and let's work with what's already Aser, that's what the Torah is Asering now, to cook it with Chalav, to cook it with meat. But then the question begs itself, what I just asked a second. But then, what do you do with the Isur Achila? Meaning, the way I'm answering for Rashi Steinberg is what I'm saying is that we want to Aser and we want to read the Pasuk as saying what we're already familiar with being Aser. So therefore, since Chalav is Aser, and that you know is Aser, so let's limit the Isurim. Let's say that the Torah didn't go out of its way, and the Torah wasn't necessarily presenting a new Aver over here, and it was coming back to that old thing that was Aser to eat, the Isur of Chalav. Now, in addition to the Isur, not only to eat that we have, but we have also an Isur Hana, and we also have an Isur Bishul, which we didn't have beforehand. Good? But then what's the question, Rabbi Osai? Bottom line, what do I need an Isser the third time for what? For eating. If that's the pshat, so then what? I should never need the third pasuk. Right? Unless you say what Morris says, it's a separate Isser. But again, the same question that I'm having on the Shitas Haran is going to be more on Shitas Rashi, especially the way I'm solving Shitas Rashi, why he had a netiyah to go with Chalev, is because it's that old Isser that's Aser. So now you have a new dimension of Bishul, that you can't cook it, now you have a new dimension of Hana, that you can't get benefit from it. But then what do you need the Isser Achila for? The Isser Achila only had to be said how many times in the Torah? Twice, to tell me Bishul and Hana. Didn't have to tell me the third time to tell me Isser Achila. So what in the world is going on with our sugya, Rabosei? We're back to square one. Bein l'ran, bein l'rashi. So I'd like to suggest the following. And this is a tremendous, tremendous maramakum for you guys, Rabosei, for all of Shas, especially those of you that are going to learn halacha, learn smicha, and learn hilchos basar v'chalav. This Rambam is crucial, and it's going to answer a lot of questions, including what Isaac's asked, or, and Ezra Stern asked before. About McDonald's. This is the Rambam in Nekuda HaNefla. The Rambam in his Perish of Mishnayos in Krisis asked the following question. We have a concept in Halacha that Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. What does that mean, Lautman? Ein Isser Chal Al Isser? It means if something's usher already, then some of the Tanoim hold that what?
The new isser is
that it can't be usher for the second isser, and you can't get Malkus and punished for the second Avera because it was already what? It was already usher.
Wait, you said one more time?
If something is usher, so now if you want the second isser to now be chal on it, it can't be usher again. You can't get punished for that separate Avera because Ein Isser Chal Isser. Isurim apply to things that were beforehand permitted. But to be punished for something which is Usser already, you're going to get that original punishment, but you're not going to get the second punishment. Ein Isser Chal Isser.
Is that not God's answer?
Yeah.
Just what's a practical example of that situation?
Let's say you have something like nevela, right? Non-kosher meat, right? And now I want that to be cooked with cheese. Or let's say you have nevela, and you want to eat nevela on Yom Kippur. So does the Isser apply, does the Isser not apply? So in classic form, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, you would say, no, the second Isser is not a chal. And you're not going to get punished for the separate Avera. Why? Because it already was Usser. That's the concept of Ein Isser Chal Isser.
Second Isser is eating on Yom Kippur.
Right. Now, comes along some of the Tanoim and say, we buy into Ein Isser Chal Isser, but we think that there's an exception to the rule. What does that mean that there's an exception to the rule? There's something called an Isser Mosif. What's an Isser Mosif, Lautman?
The
second Isser that's going to be Chal on the first Isser is doing what? It's adding a word with a D, a dimension. Something that didn't exist prior, that now that dimension is going to be apparent, and therefore that gives it room to find area and space that wasn't there prior, blocking the artery before. You understand? Look at the Isser as this second Isser can't be chal because everything's blocked. It's stuffed up. How's it gonna be chal? Where's it gonna find room to be chal? Isurim have to be chal on Varim HaMutarim. If it's already Usser, it can't be chal, it can't fall on it. Yet, if it adds a chiddush, don't just come to shir, say something. Say something relevant. Say a chiddush. Say a new dimension. Add something. Add an Isser that wasn't Usser prior, then some Tanoim says, the Isser Moisif, then it could be Chal. What's a good example of an Isser Moisif? I'll tell you a good example of an Isser Moisif figure. Very simple. Let's say originally this thing was Usser Ba'achila. Now, because it has a new Isser, it's not only Usser Ba'achila, but it's Usser even Baha Noah. Ooh, that's quite a dimension over here. A second ago, I was able to sell this to a guy. Romanov, now if you want me to sell to a guy, what? Usser. That's a new dimension. That's now something and some room for this other thing to be chal.
Yeah. So what was the first one?
What?
So what was the first Isser then? And then the dimension?
The first one something was Usser Ba'achila.
The first one was Achila or Cooking?
Achila.
Achila is the original one, and then we're adding
right.
The fact that...
Oh, we didn't speak about the case yet.
I'm just speaking in theory.
And now I'm going to speak of fill in the blanks. So the Rambam says like this. Let's say you have something which was already usher for you to eat. Whether it's hektish, whether it's
Psar Nevela. What's Psar Nevela?
Animal that's not shechted properly. Is that common? No. It's not common?
Yes, it is.
It's very common. You know where it's common?
In shechting houses.
No, it's very common in outside of the Jewish world. McDonald's. Right? They don't shecht their meat. Right? Everyone aware that they don't shecht their meat? I hope you guys are aware there. So that's an Isser Nevela, right? Okay? That's an Isser Nevela, right? Now I want to know. Now I want to know. Rabbi Isai. I want to know, I have something which is already Aser B'Nevela. I have the meat, I'm holding it in my hands, okay? Ask the Rambam, or I have something that's Ekdish that I was Aser B'Echila before in Iram. You got the case? Yeah? Now, I want to slap a slab of cheese and throw it onto my iron. Right? We did this last night. No? Yeah, this is a classic, no? What's that look? Edis Echal Iser! Yeah, but fret the Rambam. Is this a classic Ein Issach HaLo Isser?
No.
Why is not this a classic Ein Issach HaLo Isser? What? It's a Moisif. It's a Moisif. What's a Moisif? Initial dimension, right? So it finds room to be Chal. So now, it's not only going to be Osir Ba'achil, it's going to be Osir Ba'anoah. So the Rambam says, so why isn't it Chal? Why isn't Moser Ba'achilim apply to your cheeseburger? Says the Rambam, a Nakuda Neflo. The Rambam says, Rabbi Yisrael, I remember, I was, where was I? I was on the SKA Shabbaton. This was maybe 10 years ago, maybe my first year of marriage. SKA Shabbaton, when I lived on the other side of the Heights. And someone was there, a few Rabbanim were there. A few Rabbanim were there. And I was still on the stage that you don't mess with five towns. But then I, yeah. I learned a lot. And the person walks up to me, SK Shabbaton, he goes to me, what's the Rambam's Nakuda Neflo? That was his question. That was his question. This is going to happen to you. Someone's going to walk up to the other street and say, what's the Rambam? Says the Rambam and the Nakuda Neflo, something that's unbelievably fundamental. You know what the Rambam's Nakuda Neflo is? Avitan, you're going to like this. Says the Rambam says, Isser Moisif doesn't apply. You want to know why? Because you're missing an ingredient. For the Isser of Basar V'Cholov. You have to understand fundamentally what Basar V'Cholov is about. Basar V'Cholov, the Isser Hanah of Basar V'Cholov, is totally and dependent on the Isser of Achila. If it's not Isser in Achila, mitam Basar V'Cholov, so then what says the Rambam? The Isser Hanah, the added dimension, is not there either. It has to be Osir Ba'achila because of Basar V'Cholov. And therefore, says the Rambam, something fascinating. Intuitively, I would have said, this is worse. This is more Osir. Since there's a quirk, and the Isser Achila was never able to be Chal, so now you can even sell this to Marcia. Because it's Nevela Meat. Rabbi Isai, I got a shayla a few weeks ago. Dog food that was mixed up with cheese and cooked together in the factory.
No, that's the way it was made. Oh. Same thing.
So according to the Rambam, would I be able to feed it to my dog?
Yes.
Absolutely. And Azoi Paskin, the Dogel Mervava. The Dogel Mervava, the Baal Noi, the Behuda, the bottom of Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeya says, if you have Nevela meat, meat that was not shechted, Osir Mitam Nevela, the Dogel Mervava, the Noi, the Behuda, Paskin's based on the Rambam, Nukuda, and the flaw, that it's Mutar Bano. You can feed it to your dog. Rabbi Ginnak of the OU, when I learned Yoredeya here, Paskin like this Dogel Mervava, but stay tuned, Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Shapta doesn't pass them like that. Not all the place can agree. He holds that the Rambam says that, but he holds that there's still a reason why to be machmir in this specific shayla.
What's the Rambam?
What? The Rambam understands that when the Torah asked Basar V'Cholov, it wasn't three independent averos, but it was Tali. And the Isser Hanah is dependent on the Isser Achila, and therefore it's an extension of one or the other. Why the Rambam says that, could be based on the Rambam's understanding about Isser Hana in general, but
why would it be specifically on Tila?
What?
Why would it be specifically on Tila?
The Rambam thought that the primary Isser over here is the Isser Achila. That's yeah.
When something Basar B'chalav, you said, is according to the Rambam, is only Asar B'hana'a when it's Asar B'achila.
Right. When it's Asar B'achila because of Basar B'chalav. Not because of another reason.
What's the case of something
that's Nevela, not kosher meat. Not kosher meat before I slacked on the cheese.
I'm aware, but what's the case of Basar B'chalav? So anything like a cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger would not be Asar to sell according to the Rambam.
So I would be able to
why?
My own
it's technically
then, according to the Rambam.
Well, you might have other problems, but you would not have Basar B'chalav.
According to the Rambam, there's no Basar B'chalav.
Correct.
But even though that meat was an Nevela, right? Think about
Nevela's
it.
Nevela's Mutar Bano.
Correct, but I'm saying, so according to the Rambam, just because you put that cheese on there, now you can't be...
No, it doesn't change anything. That's what I'm trying to say.
Because it was already
Nevela. It was already Nevela, so therefore the Isser Basar B'chalav does not apply. You can sell it.
But it is Asar B'chalav.
It's also b'achila mitam nevela. Mitam nevela.
I'm asking if you can sell that whole cheeseburger.
Yes. Why not? Tell me why a reason why I shouldn't be able
so
to sell it.
Case that's
what's a reason why I should sell it? I shouldn't be able to sell it.
Because now it's basar b'chalav.
No, it's not.
Oh, your basar needs to be kosher.
Right. It has to be chal. The iser achila has to be chal mitam basar b'chalav.
I made a hamburger and I put cheese on it.
Then you can't sell it.
How do you get
there
from the exception? What was the exception?
What?
You said that the
Rambam's exception
on Isser
Falasar? Isser Mosif. The Rambam says, usually we say Isser Mosif should now be Chal, the separate Isser, because it adds a new dimension. So the Rambam asks on himself, so if so, when you have not kosher meat, or when you have meat that you wouldn't be able to eat otherwise, you should have had the Isser. You should have said that the Isser is Chal on this other Isser Achila, because now it's Asr even Bahana. Says the Rambam, no. Basar V'chalav works differently. Basar V'chalav, the Isser Hana, only is an extension and an outgrowth of the Isser Achila. But if you never had the Isser Achila that's Chal, says the Rambam, then you're never going to have the Isser Hana. And on that, the Dogma of Bava Paskins, that's why when you have McDonald's or we have non-kosher meat, you're never going to have an Isser Hana midoraisa to sell, and it would be mutter according to those poskim.
Why is the Isser Achila the main thing if the Lashon Pasuk is
tibach? It's a good question, but that's the Rambam's chiddush.
So according to the Rambam, I can open up a McDonald's if I want.
Minat Torah.
And today we hold that?
No.
Why?
So we'll get to there. Rabosa, but I want to go back to the sugya.
No. That's a totally different. The Torah says beferish that you can't be an independent Isser of Nana from dog. Not only that, Yerushalmi says you can't even feed a dog that you don't own on Pesach. This is a drasha of lo ye achel. But of course, your dog, you're not allowed to. That's beferish.
Rabbi, how's this going to help us? It's going to help us a lot. It's going to help us a lot. Rabbi Yisai, we're taking something from Basar V'chalav, from a Nekudah Nafla, which is a fascinating concept, but now it's going to help us even in our soup. We asked the question, I don't understand. Why do we need the Isser of Basar V'chalav or Basar V'chalav to be Chal if what? It's already Usser Mitam Isser Chalav. So what do you need an additional pasuk? What do you need the Torah to tell you that now it's usser mitam basar v'chelev? It's already usser v'chelev. So the Torah didn't have to repeat itself three times. Rabbi says, somebody answer my question right now. What's the answer? Don't just say words. Say the answer. Meaning, it's relevant to now know the Isser Achila mitam Basar V'chalav. Because if we're learning the drasha of Basar V'chalav, that it's not Basar V'chalav, but rather it's Basar V'chalav. So even though it was Asr, that's very nice. But in order to what? To create the Isser Hana, what do I need? I need this new type of Isser Achila. So therefore, it was relevant to now Asr et Bachila for an entirely different reason, even though technically I already would have been punished for that. So you're right. For the Asr Achila, I might not need it. I would have known it was Osir Achila anyways. What do I need it for? I need it in order to get the ground, to get the groundwork for an Isser HaNah. Because the Isser HaNah is fundamentally an outgrowth of the Isser Achila. And only if you have the ingredients and that primary Isser, whatever it is, either Basar V'Cholav or Basar V'Chelev, if it's not Osir Mitam Achila Mitam that Siba, if it's just an Isser Chelev, so you never get the groundwork for the Isser HaNah. Like the Rambam told us in the Nekudah of Law. Oh, that's a gewaldic reason why the Torah would have to go out of its way and tell me a third time that it's Osir B'Achila, even though I knew for an entirely different reason, independently, this concoction was Osir, not because of the concoction, but because it had Chelev in it. Of course it's Osir B'Achila. Why does the Torah have to tell me it? The Rambam says this mixture can only get on Isser HaNah if it exists as the Isser mixture. And that, the Torah tells me, and now it's Osir V'Achila, Basar V'Chelev, or Basar V'Cholav. Now I need to know, now I can learn the Isser HaNah. So it's the lumdus of the Rambam that Lahalacha really only applies to Basar V'Cholav. But we apply that to even the Havamina Gemara, Rabbi Isai. Now we just said a gevaldik shtikel Torah to understand why the Torah, bein l'Rashi, bein l'Ran, in the world of Chelev, either only Chelev or all Chelev, why the Torah would have to repeat itself? The answer is because over here the Rambam told us that if you want the Yisra HaNah to exist, you better be Asr Ba'achila Mitam Basar V'Cholav. So now we go back and we say, Rashi and the Ran and the Machloikes, whether or not it's one pshat or two pshatim based on their yusod and how you understand Yeshem LeMikra. Why would I assume, according to Rashi, that it's Chelev over Cholev? We said, maybe because that's what's already Usser. If that's what's already Usser, we asked, so why Bein L'Ran, Bein L'Rashi, why would you need an additional pasuk to Usser that dimension of Chelev? That we answer because it's not going to help for the Isser HaNah unless we know that it's the Isser because of the concoction, because of the mixture. If there's no Isser V'Achila for the mixture, so then it wouldn't be Usser. Now, therefore, Rashi says it's only going on Chelev, and that's, Yeshem L'Mikra means this is the Pshuta Shel Mikra, this is the translation, and therefore Rashi has to choose one over the other. Why did Rashi choose Chelev over Cholov? The reason is because Rashi says Chelev is what we were familiar with being Usser. If you're familiar with being Usser, why do you need an additional Pasuk to Usser it? I'll tell you why I need an additional Pasuk to Usser. Because I also have an Isser HaNah. How do I have an Isser HaNah if I don't have an Isser Pasuk V'Cholov Achila? The Raman and Kudan Afla. On that, we answer the Kasha. That's why you need another Pasuk to tell me that Chelev and Basar is Asr. Why did the Ran say that both are Asr? Because the Ran was not limited to Rashi. The Ran says Yeshem L'Mikra could be that it's a Drasha. Could be that it's Tarish Baal Peh. There's no reason to say one over the other. I don't hold of your business of saying one was Asr already and not. So therefore, I have no reason in the Havamina to say that it meant one over the other. I think it means both. According to the Ran, I can ask again if it means both. So why would you need another Pasuk La'achila for Basar V'Cholav? On that also, I can apply my Lumdus from the Rambam. I'm going to say, because again, I need to know that it's Asr B'Anah, it's Basar B'Chelev. How do you know it's Asr B'Anah about Basar B'Chelev? Must be there was Asr B'Achila out Basar B'Chelev. And if the Asr Achila didn't exist for that reason, and existed for just the Chelev reason, then it wouldn't be Asr B'Anah. So that's why the Ran also holds, you need the Ran and the Nekudah of the Flaw, and therefore the Havamin is great. Rabbi Isai, every line in the Gemara, every Machlekes in the Rishonim, could have a Hezber, could have a depth to it. Teresh Baal Peh is gevaldik. Mirtz Hashem. What time is it? 45. Rabbi Isai, we have to pick up with the Tefillin Gemara, and we'll see them in Chas Chinuch, and Mirtz Hashem will go weiter and finish up Basar V'Cholav, and I will not ignore Lifshitz's question and all your questions why we wouldn't necessarily, why Rabbi Shechter Paskin La'alacha not to go with the Dalma Ruvava, and there still is going to be an Usser to be Nana from the Basar V'Cholav if L'chorah the Ramam and the Nedib Yehuda is Paskin La'alacha like that. Mincha, mincha.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good?
Very good.